Syracuse University and even the city of Syracuse are trying to look forward after a series of racist incidents gripped campus for the past 2 weeks. WAER Scott Willis reports officials acknowledge the difficulty in trying to tackle an ongoing and complicated problem.
Mayor Ben Walsh says he's disgusted by the hateful graffiti and epithets and acknowledges the concern goes beyond campus.
This is a painful time for our community, and people are troubled by it. I've heard it from people on campus and people off of campus.
City police have been helping SU Public Safety with the investigation and additional patrols. Syracuse police have also been directed to investigate an incident that predated all of this that the mayor learned of 3 weeks after it happened. On October 30th, city employees discovered a swastika and other anti-Semitic graffiti in the parking lot of the Cecil Community Center in the Valley. It was immediately removed. Walsh says they're working to ensure there's a standard procedure in place to handle such incidents.
We know that racist, hateful graffiti is not new to our community or to our country. Racism is systemic throughout our country, and it's something that we have to address head on. We want to make sure that our policy is clear, that people know exactly what to do when they encounter this. We should not look away.
Over at SU, the challenges are proving to be much more complicated. A self-appointed ad hoc group of students known as Not Again SU has largely led the protests on campus and made numerous demands. With no clear leader, it can be difficult to nail down a consistent message. Dean of Students Marianne Thompson says the group also doesn't necessarily speak for all students.
There isn't one student voice. Some students feel very strongly about some things. Others feel differently about other things. And I think that is going back to why can't we just go ahead and do it right now? Because we need to hear that complexity.
She says the group presented its initial list of demands to the administration, and both sides went back and forth to try to arrive at a more thoughtful list.
I think as we continue to talk, we're going to have more things we need to work on. Again, this is not a box you check. We don't do these things and then we're done with diversity and inclusion.
Thompson says she's impressed that students applied themselves to one of the heaviest issues facing campus and the world. Now, she says, they're trying to boil down a complex issue into realistic solutions. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.